Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. It's good to be back after a few week break, some family time and some time just reevaluating what God wants me to do in regard to these devotions and broadcast, and kind of staying with a similar theme as to what we were doing before the break. I'll be going through the weekly prayer guides that I write and distribute here at Deer Run and on the Impact Prayer Ministry website and send out via email as well. Yesterday, during the message here at Deer Run, I shared about Amos and the idea that God called him for a specific purpose, called him from an ordinary job, an ordinary occupation, an ordinary life, in order to share a message. And we'll be unwrapping that message over the next 6 weeks or so as we kind of gaze into God's Word to consider the principles, more so than the specific message, but the principles that God had Amos to share in a time that, well, frankly, is described much like I would describe today's time. And so yesterday we looked primarily at the calling of Amos, what it looks like to dare to be Amos. And in my preaching fashion, used that name, Amos, as the acrostic to challenge every one of us to dare to be available, dare to be motivated, dare to be obedient, dare to be serving. And that's where we begin this week's devotions. These morning devotions, as we consider what it looks like to live as those who are called. As God's children, we have been called into His kingdom. We have been called into His family. We have been called into a great work. And part of that work, part of that responsibility, as living, when we live as those who have been called by God, is we've been called to serve. We like the first part of this verse, probably more so than the second part. Galatians 5:13 says, "You were called to be free." We kind of like that. The idea of being set free, of being free from our slavery to sin, being free from, well, we would prefer being free from anyone. Here in America especially, we kind of thrive on this sense of independence and freedom, and I can do whatever I want. Oh, wait, he wasn't finished. He goes on, Galatians 5:13, "You were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature." In other words, do not use your freedom to do just whatever you want, but rather serve one another in love. This calling that we have is a calling to serve people, to serve the body of Christ, to serve those that we fellowship with as we worship God together. It's a call to even go beyond that, to serving those that we work with, those that are our neighbors, those that we go to school with, those that we meet in the grocery store, that we drive the highways with. But I believe there's precedent within Scripture, there's teaching within Scripture, that all of that begins within the family, within the body. And we practice it within the physical family, or at least we ought to. But it grows into the spiritual family. And when the Bible talks about this one another, Jesus told the disciples that the world would know that they belong to Him by the way they love one another. And while it includes eventually the world, the vast number of people that surround them, I think initially He's talking about their interactions with, well, with one another. And sometimes we get so caught up in being the example to our communities and the world that we forget to treat one another within the body of Christ, within the family of God that we worship together in. We forget to treat them like we ought to treat them. So serving starts with those that God has connected us with. And it grows into those that God has surrounded us with. And as we learn to serve one another in love, we learn to serve our communities, we learn to serve our neighbors, we learn to serve our fellow students. But I don't know if you've noticed, but it takes work. It takes effort. It's not always easy to serve. Well, because sometimes we don't appreciate it all that much when we're being served, and when we're serving others, that there are times they don't seem to appreciate it all that much. And this flesh nature that we live in tends to thrive on, well, being appreciated, being acknowledged, being patted on the back. But God says we have been set free in Christ. We have this incredible freedom, not so that we can build ourselves up, not so that we can pat ourselves on the back, not so that we can indulge the things that will please our sinful nature. But we have this incredible freedom in order to serve others. The Bible says we serve them according to their need, and that kind of throws a wrinkle in things, doesn't it? Now I have to pay attention to what they want, to what they need, to what is most beneficial to them. My tendency tends to be to serve others, if I serve others, according to what I want, according to what I like, according to what I think I need. And living as those called by God says that we change our attitude, we change our mind, we are transformed by a renewing of our mind, so that together we serve and we are served. It's not leaving anyone out, it's involving everyone. And so here at Deer Run, we are working on ministry teams, involving everyone in serving one another and everyone in being served. And we do that not because it's popular, not because it's a good idea, even though it may be, but because God has called us to. And just as those in this nation and around the world ought to rejoice when they are set free from slavery, they ought to use that freedom for good. Every one of us in Christ have been set free from the slavery of sin, and we ought to use it for the good of others. We ought to rejoice. We ought to celebrate. And we rejoice and celebrate in a way that uses that freedom to make God's kingdom grow. Not because we have such great power to do so, but because we represent Jesus. And it grows as we serve one another in love. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has set us free from the bondage of sin, and it has called us to serve you by serving one another. And so God, today, as we go about life, whatever that looks like in our day today, may we be mindful of how you would have us to serve others within our immediate family, how you would have us to serve others within our church family, those that we fellowship with and worship. that you would have us be mindful of how we serve those that we work with, those that are in our neighborhood, those that we go to school with. That we would be mindful of how you would have us serve our communities in love. And so, God, today, may we respond to that calling to serve. And as your Spirit prompts us, may we encourage one another, even on a Monday. Not just something we do when we gather to worship you together on a Sunday or whenever we happen to do that, but throughout the week, we would be reminded of your calling. And because of your calling in our life and because of the freedom that we have, may we use that freedom to serve. And may you show us daily what that looks like in ways that benefit those that we serve. And Father, as we do the things that you call us to do, as we live according to the calling that you've given us, may we be very faithful and deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.